Hello and welcome to Stage Door 10. This week, the old Ali Pally gets a refurb.
We have a new cast member for Jamie.
An all-star cast has been announced for Tartuffe at the National.
And we talk bare chests, eyeballs and washing on stage.
Ooh. Mm. And another Lloyd Webber musical gets the movie treatment. Maybe.
Ooh,
and it's not Cats.
Oh, but we know that that's happening anyway, so
we know that's
I'm happy.
Happening, but you yes. like cats, don't
I do
you?
Like cats. Yeah.
Now, we should say before we get started, last week we promised you an interview with a stage star. Now, the good news is that he still wants to speak to us.
Thank God for that. we haven't done anything too bad.
No, he's not dumped us. But sadly, due to the life of an actor, something he was going to do that meant he was going to be in central London has been postponed, so therefore he couldn't catch up with us this week. So sorry about that.
Shame, shame. Hopefully in the new year, though.
Hopefully in the new year, we shall be interviewing a very famous young man who I have a good connection with. I've appeared on stage with him.
Yes. Oh, look at you.
I know.
It comes back to you, doesn't it? It's like full
it's
circle.
All about me. So yes, hopefully in the brand new year, we'll be able to catch up with him.
Lovely. Looking forward to that.
Yes. So to some West End news.
Yes, this is exciting. Well, for those of you that know of Alex, sorry, Nia's just joined us.
Hello, Nia, Nia the dog. She wants to hear this news.
She does. She's excited. Anyway, Alexandra Palace. For some of you, you probably already know that actually Ali Pally was getting a bit of a refurb. It started in 2016 and it is now complete. So there is a whole production in process. The restoration process has actually breathed new life into the space that has been hidden for over 80 years. It's preserved in a beautiful state of arrested decay and frozen in time. And the complex work that has created a space that retains the charm and character of the theatre while being fit to host contemporary productions. So that's what you can now expect to see at Ali Pally.
Wow.
So some of the productions that are playing at the moment and you can see in the future as well. Horrible Histories is on there until the end of the year. So December the 30th, that finishes. Friday night is Music Night. Now, if you haven't got tickets for this, you might have missed out, but you never know. That's actually being recorded next Tuesday with Alfie Bow, for those of you that are fans of his. That's going on there. Then just in general, the programme seems to be looking like a mixture of theatre, live classical music, and comedians like Tommy Tiernan and that fantastic Irish comedian is going to be there sometime next year as well. And also, which was really interesting, I had a look last night. If you want to go to the website, alexandrapalace.com, and sorry, the website's actually theatre.alexandrapalace.com. You can see a video of the restoration process from conception to completion.
Ooh.
And of course, get all of the detail about what their new programmes are going to behold. So yes, the new Ali Pally has come to life.
Great. Well, it's a very pretty building.
Yes, very pretty.
Yeah. So I may pop along.
You may pop along.
I may.
Yeah, lovely. Yes. Go from south to north. Ooh, crossing the divide.
Oh, I don't know about that. Now, listen to this, will you please? Shane Ritchie is joining the cast of Everybody's Talking About Jamie next year.
Mm.
He is going to be playing Hugo / Loco Chanel in the production and will be on stage from the 28th of January until the 4th of May. So if you're a Shane Ritchie fan, go catch him. And of course, he is well known for some of his... And of course, he's well known for some of his stage work as well. He's done Grease. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. No,
he went on tour with that. And Scrooge the Musical, which was also a tour. So there you go. Shane Ritchie.
He'll be good, I think, as that character.
In Talking About Jamie. I think so too, yeah.
Yeah.
She has a good,
it'll be funny.
Good bit of casting there. Yes. I wonder whether or not this is going to be how Jamie will start to live
how
in the
evolve.
West End. Yeah, by regular star changes.
A bit like Chicago did when they used to bring in the stars for the ladies for Velma and Foxy.
It's a way of keeping a show alive, I think.
Yeah.
Not to put anything down about the production itself.
No.
It's not like it needs it, but it's a good way of keeping things live, yeah.
Very exciting news, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, for those of you who are in the East London area, or at least like to trot along there, the Yard Theatre is going to be staging a female-led version of Arthur Miller's The Crucible. The show is actually going to be the biggest ever undertaken by this venue, and it is the first time that the Yard will ever stage a classic text by a non-living writer. The piece will feature a woman starring as John Proctor, as you might expect a female-led version to do. And Jay Miller, who also heads up the venue, will direct the piece. It's actually going to be running from the 27th of March to the 11th of May. And for those of you that don't know, the play follows what happens when in Salem, when a witch trial takes place. So that sounds exciting.
Yes.
I like that play as well. So, yeah, get along there. That's at the Yard Theatre next year.
Dan a Yard. Right, further casting has been announced for the upcoming production of Tartuffe at the National. Joining the already announced Dennis O'Hare, who is an American actor, he performed in Take Me Out and Sweet Charity, I read. Are you a fan of True Blood? Ever seen
no,
True Blood?
Never seen
no,
it. He was is that vampires?
Yeah, that's right. No. He was the vampire king in that. Apparently, I've never seen it. Also starring Olivia Williams.
She's fantastic.
She's brilliant. I've been having a little look recently, actually. She was in Victoria and Abdul, the Judi Dench film. Did you ever see that? That was quite good.
No, I didn't see it, but I wanted to, actually.
And she's done quite a few national stuff. So she was in Mosquitoes last year and Waste in 2015. So returning to the stage for her. And also going to be starring Kevin Doyle. Kevin Doyle,
like
immediately when I see his picture, I think of him in Downton Abbey.
He was the butler, wasn't he?
He was Joseph Molesley.
Yes.
He's very sweet, isn't he, in that? I liked him in that. His stage work as well, he's done quite a bit with the RSC, the National, too. So a very well-known stage actor. Good cast, I think.
Yeah, sounds exciting. Very exciting.
That's going to open on the February 9th. And run until the 30th of April.
Look at us looking ahead. We're well into the middle of next year. Is that your stomach or the dog?
No, it's Nia the dog making noises.
Okay,
thank you, Nia.
Now, we've been talking about this production for a while, but further casting has now been announced for Waitress, the Sara Bareilles production. Marisha Wallace, who was very well known for her part in Dreamgirls, and I believe actually got a standing ovation from our London audience while she was here. She's going to be playing Becky alongside Laura Baldwin as Dawn and Peter Hannah as Earland, David Hunter as well as Dr. Pomata. No, Pomata.
Pomata, 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 you say tomato, tomato. I don't know, we've not
if
seen
only
it.
If only I
so,
knew. Exactly. Yeah. We will next year, though.
Yes.
So they've now, that's the new casting that's been announced for Waitress. The four new principals will join the previously announced Catherine McPhee, who's going to be making her West End debut as Jenna, having played the role on Broadway earlier this year.
Now, there's a bit of talk going on about this within the theatre world.
Oh, darling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Taking nothing away from Catherine McPhee, but a lot of questions being asked about why someone from Broadway had to come over to do this when we have a huge pool of talent
over here.
Yes,
an elegant sufficiency of brilliantly talented actors and actresses. I should say.
I think that's an interesting point to make, actually. But
yeah.
There we go. Not to be too controversial.
No. Well, she's obviously very good, and we welcome her with open arms. Come over, Catherine McPhee, but just don't take anyone else's job.
those immigrants
coming over here and taking our jobs. Oh my god.
Right, shows that are currently on. Let's have a little overview, shall we? So I went to see The Telltale Heart, which is on at the Dorfman at the National during previews. Press night is tonight. We're recording this on Wednesday the 12th. It's running until the 8th of January. So this is a reimagining of the Edgar Allan Poe classic tale of the haunted conscience. Directed by Anthony Nielsen, it's very experimental. So what this director does...
Yes.
Is he writes and changes and develops the story as it goes through previews.
Okay.
Whether he continues that process to a greater extent during the production itself, I don't actually know, while it's performing rather than out of previews. But it's keeping the actors on the toes, that's for sure. So he feeds off the actor, off the audience's reactions and makes changes as he sees fit. As a result, on preview number two, we saw a very... How do I describe? It was a very mixed up production.
Oh.
And yes, darkly comic, but sometimes you were thinking, should I be laughing this much at this part?
Okay.
And sometimes it was really scary. And you're like...
So what kind of... Is it darkly comic?
It's like a black comedy, really.
Okay. A bit like kind of League of Gentlemen. That's what I'm... Like that kind... Not that, but you know, that kind of humour.
Yeah, sort of. It's very hard to explain. It's like the old Hammer horror sort of things.
Okay.
But done with a slash of sarcasm and irony. I would say go and see it if you want to see something completely off the wall with some gruesome scenes. There's a lot of blood.
Oh!
And there's a lot of wincy moments where you sort of go, I can't watch that. So yeah, sometimes it was really scary. It's a very technical show, lots of special effects. But at times I was like, I'm laughing a bit too much, I think, here than I'm meant to.
You've got quite a dark sense of humour, though, so
yeah,
I can imagine.
That's true. But really interesting. So very original and creative, and I like that.
Was the story obvious? No,
not really.
Okay. So is it playing more on the kind of horror side of it, the dark side
of it?
Well,
the story is fairly obvious, but it didn't intertwine as much as I was hoping it to.
Okay.
So it's a very... Because we don't do reviews. I'm not reviewing
it. We don't do reviews. No, you're correct. Yeah, I'm not reviewing it. I'm just sorry.
But it was interesting. It was something very different to see, that's for sure.
Okay. Oh, I know someone that will like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
They should go and catch it. I think I know who you're talking about.
Secondly,
Caroline or Change.
Now,
finally
I
went
to go and see this.
Yeah.
But I've heard very mixed reviews from, well, your good self before we just did this, and then also another friend.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite sure of the storyline.
So currently at the Playhouse, it's come from the Chichester Festival, where, of course, a lot of good stuff comes from.
Yeah.
It's running there until the 6th of April. Now, this was something that the husband booked a long time ago, purely out of the incredible reaction it got. We're talking quite a few 5-star reviews here.
Yeah.
Some amazing comments about performances, the story and the originality of the music, blah, blah, blah. And out of that, we thought, oh, why don't we go and have a take a look?
And it's all, isn't it written by the, because I know you like Angels in America.
So it's written by Tony Kushner. So we're expecting something quite big here.
Yes.
And I couldn't tell you what the thing was about. And
well, that's never good, is it?
There was no song I could remember.
Oh, shame.
And I know, I mean, it's starring the amazing Sharon D. Clarke. I've seen her in some things before, including Ghost the Musical. And she's brilliant. I was expecting a good old song for her to bash out and get a standing ovation for. It never came. And the only thing I'll walk away from it with is an image of her doing the washing on stage.
Oh.
And drying.
But she could really have got at home.
Could have done at home.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm not going to review it. However, it did get a lot of 5-star reviews, and I don't understand why. I might admit, I don't. Was I missing something? Did I have too many G&Ts?
This might be one that I have to go on to Datix for and go and watch, and then we'll come back and debate it.
I think you should, if you can get a good old deal, go and see it, because I couldn't tell you what was going on, to be honest.
I've not been to that theatre either, so that'll be exciting.
No.
I'm off to see A Very, Very Dark Matter next Monday, so we can debate. Yeah, I know. Because again, a very divisive, not very good reviews. I haven't really heard that much good about it, but I'm still intrigued and I love Jim Broadbent. So anyway, two to debate.
Yes, that will be an interesting one to hear what you think of it.
Yeah.
But my recommendation would be, unless you get a good deal on tickets, don't spend a fortune and don't go and see it.
Okay.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, sorry, Caroline will change.
If you're thinking, well, it got 5 stars across the board, I should go and see it, I'd think twice.
Didn't think we did reviews
here. We don't do reviews.
No, this is your personal recommendation. Now, one review. No, I'm not really going to review this. I've not been to see it.
Here we go.
Magic Mike. Yeah. Ooh, Mr. Channing Tatum. I mean, sadly, he's not here, based in London at the Bristol, whatever it is. Bristol Hippodrome.
Bristol.
That's not it at all.
No.
The Hippodrome in London, the casino. But that is where Magic Mike is performing. And I have been reading the reviews, because I was thinking at one point that we should take our friend to go and see it for her birthday, because I thought that would be hilarious. Because not only have I read the reviews of It's an Erotic Rainstorm.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, do you know what? Those words have just come out of my mouth.
That's horrible.
And now it sounds really disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. But I also saw a clip on this morning with Phil and the lady that's at Rochelle.
Your mate Phil
Schofield. And they did their dancing and everything. I mean, they are hot if you like a bit of muscle. Oh, and they can move. It's the moves.
Is
their
it?
Long hair I'm not too fond of on some of them, but hey-ho. Anyway, it looked pretty good. Apparently, it's the sexiest, steamiest show in town.
But you don't,
and the audience seemed nothing less than ecstatic throughout.
You don't like pretty men. Like pretty boys.
No, I don't. And they're not all that pretty.
Oh, are they not?
Some of them are a bit rough.
Some a bit rough. Aren't they all shaved?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all kind of... Yeah, they're all smooth and baby oiled and tanned and...
Oh, I'm surprised
rippling
you like that.
And I don't like... Anyway, I don't like all of it, but it's nice to watch, isn't it? And go, oh, that's what's meant to happen.
Yeah, if only.
I hope none of my exes are listening to this.
If you're single, get in touch.
Yeah.
For Al.
No, don't. Okay, so look, I'm just
going
to sweep over this. It's booking until October 2019 already. You've got to be over 18 to go and see it, and tickets start from £29. But there are some really nice little packages in there. So if you've got like a hen...
I bet there are.
Oh, sugar.
I bet there
no!
are.
No! Well, big packages as well. Can we start again?
No, you can't.
No,
I
know. Basically, you can go and have a meet and greet with them, that kind of thing. Or you can have an afternoon tea or blah, blah, blah.
An afternoon tea?
Oh, yeah, you can. There's like an area that they've made into like a tea area.
You're
seriously joking. No, I'm not joking. I'm seriously not. And...
That was Nia.
Yeah, that's Nia agreeing
with
me.
Nia wants to do that.
So it's on at the Hippodrome, the casino area, which has actually undergone a multi-million pound transformation to create an intimate, state-of-the-art new home for the show that Channing Tatum crafted with a 360-degree dance and acrobatic spectacular, made for a woman's gaze. Well, I think a woman or a man's gaze. Either
or a woman who takes along the gaze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Anyway, also... And then I'll stop on Magic Mike, I promise. Magic Monday. Every Monday is Magic Monday. Aren't we lucky, ladies? Tickets are released for the next week in producer's seats on Magic Monday at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So for all those shows that are sold out, you can then go and get some decent seats and just keep an eye on the social media. Or, of course, you can hop along to their website and find out more. There you go. I finished Magic Mike in the erotic rainstorm that is.
Yes.
That is wrong. I'm sorry.
That's just
horrible.
Sorry
I brought that to your ears.
Horrible. Right. Now, after something serious here.
Oh, sorry.
Something serious, okay?
Yes.
After the Windrush generation dominated the headlines recently, there's a timely new play that's on that has transferred from the Dorfman to the Trafalgar Studios called Nine Night. A debut from actor-turned-writer Natasha Gordon. It had a ton of brilliant five-star reviews. So it opens today and it is running until the 23rd of February. I know a few people have been to see it and have said it's brilliant. So that's something that has just transferred.
Also on at the moment, True West at the Vaudeville Theatre, starring Game of Thrones star Kit Harington and Johnny Flynn. It's playing now until the 23rd of February. And it is a play by the award-winning Sam Shepherd, all about warring brothers Austin and Lee, and its West End premiere. Now, Austin apparently is working on a movie script that he has sold to a producer. When Lee stumbles back into his life, never content to watch from the sidelines, he pitches his own idea to Kimmer, an action which has far-reaching consequences. It's set in the searing heat of the Californian desert, and this critically acclaimed drama pits brother against brother as a family tears itself apart, exposing the cracks in the American dream. Tickets are from £15, and they come with a required over 12 years policy because of its explicit content. So that's one to go and see. I think that looks good. Had some good reviews. Also, at the Donmel Warehouse, Sweat is playing at the moment until January the 26th. Now, in 2011, Lynn Nottage began spending time with the people of Reading, Pennsylvania, which is officially one of the poorest cities in America. Over those next 2 years, she dug deep into the forgotten heart of Middle America, finding a city divided by racial tension and the collapse of industry. Sweat is the Pulitzer Prize-winning play that Lynn wrote following her experience and her tale of friends pitted against each other by big business and the decline of the American dream receives its UK premiere at the Donmar, directed by the former resident assistant director Lynette Linton. And what I like about this is that tickets start at £10 and they also have a range of workshops and talks. You can just go to the website donmarwarehouse.com. And then there's also Claxon tickets that you can sign up for, with tickets released on Mondays at noon. And if you're under 26, there's also a scheme that you can get involved with as well. Just for some more affordable tickets. So that's Sweat at the Donmar until 26th of January.
The Cane is the latest play by Mark Ravenhill. Now, you've written this part for me. Thank you for that. But it says, in brackets, shopping and a very rude word.
Yeah, that was a play that made him famous.
Oh, really?
Yes, shopping and fucking.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So in case everyone was like, oh, Mark Ravenhill, I haven't heard him for a while. Yeah, like, God, about 20 years ago now, he wrote Shopping and Fucking. Mm. And that was the thing that brought him to the... I didn't just write that for fun.
Well, no, I didn't know whether you were trying to slip me up and make me laugh. Yeah. Did you see Shopping and Fucking?
I did. Don't ask me. My memory is I was drinking at the time.
Okay, so it's on at the Royal Court. This is The Cane, by the way. On at the Royal Court from now until January the 26th, starring an amazing cast. Nicola Walker, who was in The Split, Spooks, and she was also in Four Weddings.
I love this woman. Yeah, she's fantastic.
Alan Armstrong and Maggie Steed. It's about a hardworking teacher and after 45 years deciding to retire, planning to put into action a big send-off. However, a group of VEX students have gathered outside his house, smashing his windows with bricks.
Nice.
Nice. It is directed by the Royal Court... It is directed by Royal Court Artistic Director Vicky Featherstone. One review here says, excellent performances, very cleverly written, surprising balance between humour and very dark issues. As a teacher, obviously very pertinent. Really enjoyed, even though it got more disturbing.
I think that sounds like a great show to go and see over the Christmas period.
It does. Festive and happy and lovely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's a nice selection. If you're not into your panto, you know that there's some good theatre to go and see in other areas.
That's so very true.
You can keep yourselves busy over the Christmas period.
Yes.
While others are drinking Baileys and
getting
misbehaving.
Fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, taking away from the West End and moving over the ocean to Broadway, after over 15 years, the wonderful and amazing Avenue Q is ready to leave New York. The Tony Award-winning musical will play its final performance at Off-Broadway's New World Stages on April the 28th next year, which is a sad, sorrowful goodbye. I wish they'd bring Avenue Q back here. I love that production.
It was great. We saw it together years ago, didn't we?
We did. And after a few glasses of wine, oh dear, we shouldn't have been allowed back into the theatre.
No. I remember stealing wine vouchers during press night. Do you remember that?
Well, you reminded me of it the other day.
Yeah.
We like ran around like picking up other people's vouchers.
Oh, no.
And you're a disgrace, Harris.
Really mature behaviour, wasn't it?
Yeah, we weren't even like 17 or 18. This was actually while we were professionals in a broadcasting career.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, we enjoyed the wine. Thanks,
we
Avenue
did.
Q. Actually, this is a good point for me to bring something up, right?
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
So let's just cross back over the ocean and come back home. So I am, along with a husband, a young patron of the National Theatre.
Yep.
Right? And they have club nights every so often.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the recent club nights was for Telltale Heart, which we just spoke about. The idea is you go along, you meet lots of other patrons, you have a nice time, you hear more about the production, and you have a glass of wine or two.
Lovely.
When I first became a young patron, right, it was a table full of wine that you helped yourself to. So, you know, you'd arrive, you'd get a nice glass of wine.
Yeah.
You'd socialise, you'd mingle, you'd get another glass of wine, and you'd socialise and mingle a bit more. And then you'd go, I'll have another glass of wine and take it in with me.
Yeah.
Come out for the interval. There's the table full of wines.
Yeah.
So you get another glass of wine. You talk about what you've seen more enthusiastically because you've had three glasses of wine. And then the bell goes. You think, oh, I'll take another glass of wine with me for the second half. Is this just me? Yes, clearly
yes, it is.
Is.
Yeah. Is. Because some people want to enjoy the production sober.
But anyway, so recently... And I don't mind if anyone from the National is listening. Recently, they give you two wine vouchers on arrival.
Really?
Yes. And you're limited to one before you go in and one at the interval, which you have to queue up for.
That's a bit unfair.
I was outraged.
That's like dangling the carrot and then whipping it away, going, look at all the wine we provide. Or is it just because you and your husband trotted in and went, oh my God, if they come every show, we're going to be bankrupt. The wine cellar is going to be He's going to be drunk within weeks.
I have a feeling that may have been it. However, the quality of the wine dictates that actually they should be laying more on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, I don't know how much you pay for your patronage, but, I mean, is it... Well, I don't think queuing for the wine is quite right. Because, you know, you need to... God, there should be some perks for paying some money to being
patron. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Part of the... Yeah, exactly. However, of course, it's not the reason why... I am a patron because obviously I want to give
some amazing shows.
Yes,
and give to the theatre.
However, it was a big talking point at Telltale Heart, which says a lot about that production.
Maybe that's why you can follow the storyline.
Yeah. Dear. Right, but you know, it may be a deciding factor as to whether I renew.
Really? That's quite controversial.
No, of course
but
not.
If anyone's listening from the National, you heard it first here.
Get
your wine back on.
Sort
Give him another voucher. Keep him quiet.
Yeah.
Back over the Atlantic.
Clueless, yep. The musical.
One of your least favourite topics.
Yeah, we spoke about this, didn't we, when it opened?
Yeah.
It opened last night, actually. But we spoke about it when it was in previews.
Yeah, you weren't very happy that another film was being made into a musical, even though you really enjoyed Legally Blonde.
And Mean Girls, yeah. But actually, one of the reviewers says here that it's become a truth universally acknowledged that rom-coms with young, effervescent blondes in academic settings must be turned into musicals, such as Legally Blonde or Mean Girls.
So, Clueless was the original, though.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Let's not forget that.
So it opened to some... mediocre reviews. So The Guardian gave it 2. They called it lazy, good choreography but no charm. The New York Times called it affable but limp. Hollywood Reporter feels only intermittently fresh despite the commitment of a perky young cast. And Variety said the stage version of this 90s teen flick remains a light delight, but a great musical, as if.
As if.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So...
Well, I mean, I guess there is so many times you can kind of write high school academic songs.
Yes.
I don't know. Am I doing songwriters of this world a disservice?
No. Mean Girls is stealing that audience at the moment and deservedly
it?
So because it's a great show. But I think that's probably where most of the people will be going to see that effervescent blonde in an academic setting in a musical.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for that.
You're
well,
fine.
Anyway, you heard it here first again that, you know, Clueless was going to go down the pan and you were correct.
Da-da-da-da.
But now I'm not going to say this because I know you really want to reveal this fantastic last piece of news from Broadway. Or Broadway.
Do you know what? My Christmas present to you will be that you can say it.
Oh, thank you.
That's right.
Well, we revealed earlier on that another one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musicals is going to be made into a movie, and it is Sunset Boulevard. Was that good?
No. That was brilliant.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I just ruined it for you. Go on. You say the rest. I know you want to.
Well, they are the beginnings of rumours.
So, the beginnings, like the twitterings.
Exactly. Glenn Close, who of course starred in the original 1994 Broadway production, as well as its recent revival last year, has said a film version of the musical is inching closer and closer to reality. It hasn't got the green light just yet, but she said, "I don't know if I even should be talking about it."
Glenn!
"But I think we have a great team forming and I have my fingers crossed. I hope it happens. It's a delicious feast of a story."
Ooh,
and indeed
exciting.
It is. And all we can hope is that she gets the starring role. Surely she would.
Well, she sounds very keen on it as well, doesn't she?
Yes.
So, well, okay, I've never seen the musical, but... No, I know, I'm sorry. Sorry. But yeah, I've obviously heard songs from it, and I like all of those songs, so yeah.
I think it's his best score.
Yeah, you love it, don't you?
Yeah, I do love it. I think it's
wonderful. You nearly cried when we went to go and see, what was it, Unmasked the other week. And
I cried in Sunset, you cried in Cats.
Yeah.
I also cried in Cats, but for the other reason.
Yeah, you
please
were sobbing.
Please stop.
Anyway, that's exciting news, isn't it?
It's very exciting
Andrew
news.
Lloyd Webber just, you know...
continues to make money, and it's not fair, is what we all really want to say. Because Aspects of Love is about to open over here as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't think that was very good.
No, nor did I.
Mm.
No. Anyway, that's for another podcast.
Yes, that's for podcast number 11.
That's right. And I've also had breakfast with Glenn Close in the hotel. I'm just going to leave you with that little bit of information.
You can't just leave us with that. Did you eat it with her? Or were you just actually kind of sitting in the same room?
She was next to me. Actually, she was next to me.
Okay.
As you are now.
Okay. Wow, yeah. That's close.
Yeah. So I did that thing over breakfast. I went, that's Glenn Close over there.
Oh, yeah.
She obviously heard me saying so. But anyway, there we go. So my friend Glenn, starring in Sunset Boulevard the Musical. Well,
is there no
well
one
done.
You're not friends with?
Good on you, Glenn.
Fantastic news, though. We like that. Excellent.
Yes, fingers crossed that happens.
Okay, what's happening next then, Robert?
Well, next, we talk about the fact that it's Christmas, then New Year, and we'll be back again. So this was the last one of 2018. A good time to say thank you very much for listening. And also thank you to the audience that's slowly building, which is good
it
news.
It is. We like to see listener figures going up and up and up and up and up.
And
don't forget to contact us over the festive season if you have anything. To, you know, just some funny stories. But if you're in the performing world in any capacity, then we always want to interview you, hear about your experiences, your life, what you do. And the email address is thestagedoorwithrobandal@gmail.com.
Yeah, it would be great if you would like to come and talk to us. We will travel to you with our little recording magic microphone.
Yes.
Magic microphone. And have a chat with you wherever you are. Actually, if anyone has been in Panto and would like to talk about their Panto experience, that would be interesting to hear about, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
What it's like to do those 70-odd performances somewhere. Then get in touch. In the meantime, have a lovely Christmas, a very happy new year, and we'll see you in 2019.
See you in 2019. Happy Christmas.